Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, friends. So today we are starting a brand new book. We love it when we find books that have lots of stories in them, but this one in particular really caught our attention because it's called Cuddly Tales. And what do we love to do? Cuddle. One of our favorite things. In the morning we have cuddles, and at nighttime we have cuddles, and sometimes even during the day we have cuddles because we are cuddly like that, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're a
cuddle family. So, let's read it. It's the Disney 5-Minute Snuggle Stories. Mm-hmm. And I just love a good snuggle, don't you? So let's read these books. And friends, I think you can get this book pretty much anywhere. We got it at Barnes & Noble, I think. But I'll put the link up in my affiliates page for Amazon. So if you're thinking, I need to buy this book so I can see these pictures and have my cuddles and snuggles, I will put the link in my bio. Just pop on the bio in my Instagram page. And you can find some of the pictures. But if you can't get the book, then you can at least look at the pictures because I post them on my Instagram too. Some of the story pictures that we talk about. So today's story is called Disney Bunnies Thumper's Nighttime Adventure. And I want to say before we get started, I'm really glad that he has his adventure at nighttime because sometimes nighttime can feel kind of scary because it's dark, right? But it isn't always, is it? And it's kind of fun to think that maybe you could have a wonderful adventure at night.
He could see bats.
He could. Let's read about it. Here we go. Oh, Thumper's Nighttime Adventure today is read by Mommy and... Oh. I can see the wheels turning. What was that?
I'm a wish.
You're a wish?
One of True's
wishes. Which one? Just a cute one or a one with a name? Do you know what your name is?
Sizer.
Sizer?
Sizer, okay.
Okay. Yeah, we had Sizer a while back, yeah. Okay, so today with me, friends, I have a wish from a show called True in the Magic Kingdom, and it's a cute little wish named Sizer who makes things change size. And I'm so happy you're with me. Let's see if you can make this book extra big.
Sizer!
For story time. Okay, here we go. On a beautiful day, Thumper was playing outside in the sunshine. As he was exploring the forest, he spotted his friend, Dizzy the Possum.
Hiya,
Thumper said.
Wanna come play?
Dizzy yawned.
That sounds fun,
he said sleepily,
but I'm getting ready for a nap. Maybe next time, okay? Okay,
Thumper said, and he scampered off. Thumper and Dizzy had been friends for a while, so Thumper knew the possum napped a lot during the day. But would Dizzy really rather sleep than play? Later, Thumper asked his papa,
Why is Dizzy always so sleepy?
Said Papa. Well, he's not always sleepy. Possums are nocturnal, and that means they sleep a lot during the day, and then they are awake at night when the bunnies, we bunnies, are sleeping.
Papa led Thumper to a nearby cave.
These bats are nocturnal too, Papa said. Right now, they're getting ready to rest, but they spend most of the night flying outside looking for food.
Wow, thought Thumper. Awake all night? No wonder Dizzy was so sleepy.
Uh-huh. Now, I have a question for you.
Do you sleep at night? Yes, you do. Your body needs to rest. So let's see what happens with our friend. That evening, as the bunnies chased fireflies, Thumper thought about what his father had said. Soon, Dizzy will be waking up, Thumper thought. I wonder what nocturnal animals do all night. Then, Thumper and his sisters hopped home for bedtime. And Thumper thought about the exciting things he might miss while he was asleep. Did the bats play tag under the stars? Did the possum family have midnight picnics? Before long, Thumper's sisters were sound asleep. Soon after, his mama and papa started to snore. But Thumper was still wide awake. Slowly, silently, Thumper hopped to the burrow entrance and poked his head out into the cool night breeze. The moon was bright. The stars twinkled. Thumper went just outside the burrow and sniffed the air. He hopped a little further and sniffed again. Thumper knew he shouldn't go out without his parents' permission, but he couldn't stop thinking about the nighttime fun he was missing. Thumper's curiosity got the better of him, and he bounded quickly down the path. I'm a little concerned because there are some other animals that are nocturnal. I wonder what he's going to find out there. Before Thumper knew it... Oh, yes, are you concerned too, Sizer?
I said like wolves.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Let's see what happens. Before Thumper knew it, he had hopped all the way to the possum's favorite tree. Dizzy was very surprised to see Thumper.
Shouldn't you be at home sleeping?
He asked. Thumper giggled.
I came to see what other animals do at night, he said. I've never been out this late before.
Well, Dizzy said, my family is just about to eat breakfast. Do you want to join us?
So Thumper had a late night breakfast with the possum family. They had the same blackberries Thumper usually ate during the day.
I guess nighttime breakfast isn't so different after all, Thumper thought.
Now, after thanking the possums, Thumper hopped away to find more nocturnal friends. As Thumper walked through the darkness, he was startled by a voice.
Who's there?
Friend Owl asked from a nearby tree stump.
It's Thumper, the bunny replied. Would you like to play?
Can't play. Looking for grass to fix up my nest, the owl said. Very busy at night, you know.
Can I look too?
Thumper asked, and together they gathered up dried grass for the inside of Friend Owl's nest. It was just like the grass on Thumper's bed.
Thank you,
Friend Owl called as he flew away. Thumper hopped down to the pond where he saw some skunks. I don't know. They can be pretty smelly.
What are you up to?
Thumper asked.
We're off to take a bath, said one skunk. Some animals think that we skunks stink, said the second skunk.
Not us, said the third. We take baths every night.
Well, that's a good thing. The skunks walked over to the shallow edge of the pond where Thumper and his sisters took their baths too. Thumper could take a bath anytime, so he waved to the skunks and kept on hopping. Hey, you take a bath every night too, right? Mm-hmm. On the far side of the pond, Thumper saw a mama duck and her ducklings snuggling together. Thumper yawned. The ducks looked warm and comfy,
and it was getting awfully late.
Up in the tree, Thumper saw a squirrel and a chipmunk sound asleep. They seemed so peaceful
and cozy. Oh, it's making me really tired to think about it.
Thought Thumper. They don't seem to be worried about missing nighttime fun. Thumper stood very still and listened to the sounds of the night. The crickets were chirping softly. Frogs were croaking down by the river, and now and then wings fluttered through the darkness overhead. Thumper knew they were the sounds of the nighttime animals all around. But there were also sleepy sounds. And all at that moment, all Thumper wanted was to be in his burrow, snuggled up with his family. Thumper hurried home. He hopped silently inside, expecting to find his family sleeping just as he left them. Instead, his sisters rushed to meet him, squeezing him from all sides.
Oh, Thumper! Exclaimed Daisy. We were starting to worry. Thank goodness you're back, cried Tessie.
Mama and Papa had sterner words for Thumper.
Daisy is right. We were very worried you could have gotten hurt, Papa said.
Papa was about to go looking for you, Mama added.
I'm sorry,
Thumper said. He hadn't meant to worry them, but he knew he shouldn't have left without asking.
I just wondered what it's like to be nocturnal.
I think someone else has wondered that too, huh?
Papa patted Thumper's head. I understand that you were curious, but you must promise never, ever, ever to go out at night without permission again.
I promise,
Thumper said.
Well, that's a very good thing he promised that, because you were right, there are other animals that might be dangerous out at night.
Thumper's parents gave him extra chores as punishment. You see, he had the consequence of his bad behavior by sneaking out at night. The consequence is to do extra chores. He would have to find blackberries for dinner, gather some grass for the bunny's bed, and take his sister to the bathing pond. As Thumper got ready for bed, he realized that doing chores was a little bit like his nocturnal adventure. He had eaten blackberries with the possums, collected grass with friend Owl, and visited with the very clean skunks.
I guess I wasn't missing anything after all, he said to himself.
Even though his nighttime adventure had been exciting, nothing was better than snuggling down in his warm, cozy burrow for a good night's sleep. And that, my friends, is the end.